Philadelphia now, John Lott, economist, political commentator, and author of More Guns, Less Crime, The Bias Against Guns. What do you think of the president's plans today, what he signed in under executive order, and is there anything there that you actually agree with?
Unfortunately, there's not really much I agree with here. The president looks at the benefits from possible laws, but he just doesn't include any discussion about the costs. And while he talks about if one life can be saved from these laws, it makes about as much sense as me saying if one life is lost because people aren't going to be able to defend themselves because they're not going to be able to have access to a gun for a law-abiding citizen, you know, that doesn't make sense either.
But you do still have access to guns if you're a law-abiding citizen. I'm a concealed carry permit holder. It's not going to affect me at all.
Well, for many, it won't. But let me just give you one simple thing that would probably be one would think would be the easiest thing for him to defend, and that is these universal background checks. I mean, first of all, this 40% number is bogus.
Explain that. What do you mean?
Well, over three-quarters of that number is simply from inheritances within families or gifts within families. He said 40% were of sales of guns did not have background checks. But here's the deal. We all want to keep criminals from getting guns.
Yeah.
But the thing is, about 8% of people who go through these background checks are delayed for about 3 days getting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another 1% that can be delayed for many months. And the problem is, for a lot of people, that's fine. That's just a simple inconvenience that they have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other people who may be threatened with violent crime, you know, women who are being stalked, that may not have the luxury of waiting a week.
All right, so let me interrupt you there, John. We're talking with John Lott, economist and political commentator, about the president's proposals today. Would it satisfy you if there were a caveat in there where you could go to the police department and the police department could notify the DA's office or whatever office is controlling this and say this is an exemption?
And how long does it take for you to go to the police department and get the DA to approve this stuff?
If you have something from the police department that says that you have been threatened, you've got a restraining order. Is that something that's talkable? Is that
right.
Talkable to you?
Well, I mean, it's beginning to go in the right direction, but look, it takes time to get a restraining order. You got to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody, a woman breaks up with a guy one night and she's worried that he's going to come back and attack her the next day, she may not feel she has the time to go and get a lawyer and go to court and go through that process. And being able to go and get a gun for self-defense, you know, to go and make her have to go and get a restraining order, may not give her much of an option.
All right, let's go on to banning assault weapons. Are you, I'm going to guess, are strongly not
We've
in favor
tried
of that?
We've tried this. I mean, we had this from 1994 to 2004. I don't know of any studies by academic criminologists or economists that have been published that show benefits from these laws.
What's the benefit of having them?
The thing is, you have to know what an assault weapon is. These are just semi-automatic guns. They function the same as any semi-automatic hunting rifle. To go and ban guns based upon how they look rather than how they operate makes no sense. If the president wants to go and ban all semi-automatic guns, fine. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
But he knows that that's not going to go anyplace. My guess is you say you're a concealed carry permit holder, you're carrying a semi-automatic gun that's there, most likely. And so, you know, to go and just pick certain guns based upon how they look, you know, it's not, the only people you're going to stop from owning that are going to be law-abiding citizens.
John Lott, economist and political commentator, thanks for joining us from Philadelphia.
Thank you very much.
It's time now for